Welcome to Five for the Day. I wonder if any of my listeners can remember, or want to remember, the floods that engulfed parts of the UK back in December 2015. One of the scenes that remains indelibly in my mind was the collapse of the bridge in Tadcaster, North Yorkshire, as the River Wharfe tore it to shreds. So much of that part of the country was devastated by the floods, with homes engulfed, businesses washed out, and life generally totally disrupted. The media focused quite a lot of attention on the bridge at Tadcaster because it literally split the town in two, causing massive disruption to daily life. There was no way either side of the town could be brought together. What had been hitherto a stroll of a few hundred yards to get from homes to shops or school or businesses now meant a journey of some 20 miles or so, up to the next bridge and back down the other side. It underlined how much those locals had taken that bridge for granted, a bridge that, in its present form, had lasted since the 1700s. But now it was gone, washed away by a huge force of water, and there now existed this gulf separating the two sides of the town. As I watched these tragic scenes on the news, it became a parable, illustrating a biblical truth. That truth was the fact that when sin raised its ugly head in God's perfect, created world, it caused a great gulf. The gulf was between a holy God who wanted the best for mankind and human beings who preferred their own way to God's way. Ever since, because we are born with a sinful nature, that gulf has just widened between ourselves and God. Humanly speaking, it remains an unbridgeable gulf, for none of our own efforts or exploits are capable of bridging the gap, even if we wanted to. This means that heaven and reconciliation with an offended God are impossible to be attained. The Bible puts it this way: between us, there is a great gulf fixed. However, in his love and mercy, God has intervened through the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. His prime purpose in being born into this world was to create a new link between us and God. To achieve this link, he had to become the sin bearer at Calvary's cross, so that the punishment of our sin could be borne by him. Through this, God can at last find a way to forgive us our sins when we turn to him in repentance and seek his forgiveness. The Bible says there is one mediator, or middleman, between us and God, the man Christ Jesus. He is God's link man. He is God's bridge. He is God's access to the joy of sins forgiven and a home in heaven. We are living generally in a fractured world where sin has driven a gap not only between us and God, but also between family members, different tribes within the same nation, and even between different communities. All this has been the result of that first fracture between mankind and God all those years ago. But returning to the events at Tadcaster, do you remember the scenes there in February 2017 when the new bridge was opened and hundreds of the townspeople walked across? The gap had been bridged, the link was re-established, and the result was untold joy, evidenced on the faces of the people there that day. That can be your experience today if you will trust the Saviour and see him as your unique link between you and God. Why not trust him today and experience something of the joy of being reconciled to God? May the Lord bless you and encourage you to take this step of faith.